Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. I'm at the Circa Reconnect Conference in Grand Cayman. Joining us now is Tennessee Insurance Commissioner Carter Lawrence. Commissioner, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Commissioner, how has Tennessee's insurance market evolved in recent years, and what factors have contributed to its growth?
Absolutely. So first, on the topic of growth, Tennessee has grown tremendously over the last few years. It was more than a decade ago that Nashville picked up the nickname of the It City. And that was just indicative of the overall growth in the state. So as recently as 4 years ago, I would talk about serving all 6.8 million Tennesseans. I've already had to update my talking points to say all 7.3 million Tennesseans. So we've had a lot of demographic growth, and with that has come a lot of additional corporate growth. And that's been not just in some of the traditional industries that people associate with Tennessee, with music, with healthcare, automotive, but we've seen a lot of other growth as well, with, in fact, some Wall Street firms relocating out of New York and coming down into Nashville. And, you know, it's really indicative of the business-friendly environment that we have, a strong stability. And so, of course, nothing happens without insurance. And so we've seen a lot of insurance growth that's come about with that as well. So overall, growth is the buzzword, and we've seen a lot of it in Tennessee.
In what ways has Tennessee's regulatory environment adapted to ensure both consumer protection and a competitive insurance market?
Yeah, well, so consumer protection is what we're focused on. We try to keep the main thing the main thing. And the law says that fundamentally we have to make sure that from an insurance perspective that the companies are solvent and that they pay the claims they're supposed to. And consumer protection is the core of what we do. We make sure that we are protecting consumers and empowering professionals. And so I think that really speaks to the understanding that we have in Tennessee state government about what our role is, that there are some things that we can do as state government, others that we shouldn't. And understanding that we are not going to be the market drivers, but the market enablers is that philosophy. And so we've put in place a continuation of practices that support a pro-industry growth, because ultimately nothing will protect our consumers better than strong market, and having a lot of choices for them and the strong competition has benefited us traditionally and will in the future as well.
How does Tennessee's approach to insurance regulation balance innovation with maintaining robust consumer protections?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely the focus, to make sure that we are supporting innovation, to make sure that our consumers are going to be the recipients of the best options that exist, and make sure that those consumers are adequately protected, because there's often asymmetrical knowledge about these insurance products where consumers don't understand a lot of what they're doing. In fact, many of the viewers of this video are likely aware of the same really unfortunate information that I've seen about how many insurance policyholders don't even know what a premium is, don't know what a deductible is. And it's something that you should know, because you're presumably paying the premiums and deductibles as well when the opportunity arises. But there's a lot of knowledge that consumers don't have. And so that's one of the really important things for us as the regulators to make sure that we do. So the support of innovation fits within that, making sure that there is a good disclosure to the consumers about what is available, what is covered, what isn't. And that goes back to just kind of one of the core basics that we think that consumers need to try their best to understand their policies, and that working directly with an agent can help them with that. So very supportive of innovation. We have a strong regime for that in Tennessee, with a lot of authority vested in the office, in my office ultimately, and very supportive of innovative offerings.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What measures has Tennessee implemented to enhance the stability and predictability of your insurance market?
Yeah, well, I'm very fortunate that stability, predictability have been buzzwords in Tennessee for a long time. And we've been blessed with great leadership in Tennessee, going back first at the governor level, and then before that, and including also, at the commissioner level. I've Department of Commerce Insurance. So I've been able to build on the good practices that we've had. And we've been fortunate to have first at the base level, our team members who have been working on the same files in some cases for decades. But beyond that, to make sure that the policies, the underlying work that's happening is continuing in a predictable manner, because there's ultimately nothing worse from a business environment perspective than not knowing what the decision's going to be. So the promise that I make about the Tennessee approach is that we're always going to be rational and that we can explain what it is, predictable and stable, which isn't to say that industry is always going to agree with every single thing, because that's not the job of the regulator, but instead that it's something that makes sense and that isn't going to be a surprise.
And what's coming up for the Tennessee insurance market? Anything new that you can share?
Well, we started talking about growth, and so I'll finish there as well, that growth is still the buzzword in Tennessee. You know, I feel almost at home here at Grand Cayman. When I look around, I see all of the cranes, you know, tremendous construction happening here. And that's the case in Tennessee as well, not just in Nashville, but Memphis, Knoxville, Tri-Cities. We're seeing exponential growth across the state. And so I would see that into the future for Tennessee as well, that growth will continue to be the big driver. And while we're seeing growth in the insurance industry, I'm proud to say that we're not seeing a corresponding growth with the Department of Insurance. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners releases reports about the efficiency of different DOIs across the country. I'm very proud to say that Tennessee remains one of the most efficient DOIs across the whole country, and something we want to keep moving forward.
Wonderful. Commissioner, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Lori, thank you so much.
For AM Best TV in Grand Cayman, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.